Selfish Y chromosome may skew birth ratios in Utah family. You probably know of a family where the children are almost all boys or all girls. In most cases, it is just due to chance, but an analysis of a family in Utah going back to the 1700s has identified a possible biological explanation for some, a selfish Y chromosome that prevents girls from being born. This is a very significant family, says James Baldwin Brown at the University of Utah. Selfish genes of the kind that we're talking about have been found in lots of organisms, but they've been very hard to study in humans. In most mammals, male cells have one X and one Y chromosome. When stem cells in the testes divide to form sperm, half should carry a Y and half an X, which means there should be a 50-50 chance of any offspring being male or female. But some chromosomes have genetic variants that enable them to skew this ratio, resulting in more male or female offspring. For instance, some selfish chromosomes disrupt the ability of other sperm to follow a scent trail towards an egg. Other selfish chromosomes kill off any sperm that don't carry them, though how they manage this is unclear. That's a 100-year-old question that we're still working on today, says Nitin Fatness, also at the University of Utah. In some cases, there are even evolutionary battles between selfish X and Y chromosomes, with each competing to skew sex ratios in its favor and counter the mechanisms used by its competitors. Because selfish chromosomes that distort sex ratios have been found in many different animals, there is every reason to think they exist in people, but identifying selfish chromosomes that are active today is tricky. Even if you have 5, 6, or 7 boys in a row, say, the odds of that happening by chance are pretty high, says Baldwin Brown. The only way to get the numbers needed to show that a skewed ratio is extremely unlikely to be down to chance is to look at multiple generations. Baldwin Brown, Fadness and their colleagues realized they could do this using the Utah Population Database, which has details on millions of individuals, though for this study they looked at just 76,000. The team analyzed the data using two separate statistical methods, which both picked out the same family as a significant outlier. Over 7 generations, 33 men inherited the same Y chromosome. Of the 89 children these men had, 60 were male and just 29 were female, by oryxiv.org/QTT3. Because the data are anonymized, the team hasn't been able to do any genetic analysis. Sarah Zanders at the Stowers Institute for Medical Research in Missouri says she would like to think that the team has found a selfish Y chromosome, but that the numbers are still too small to be sure. While studying microbes, her team has found significant biases in sex ratios more often than would be expected, but these findings have mostly been noise that disappears when larger sample sizes are analyzed.